That's not just the sound of that first sip of Morning Joe. It's the sound of someone shopping for a car on Carvana from the comfort of home.
That's a good blend.
It's time to take it easy, like answering some easy questions to get pre-qualified for a car in minutes.
Talk about starting the morning right.
Just like customizing your terms so your car fits your budget.
Mm-mm-mm.
Visit Carvana.com or download the app to experience car shopping the way it should be. Convenient. Comfortable. Ah.
Man, that sunset is gorgeous.
Grill, patio, sunset. Hard to get better than that. Unless you're browsing Carvana's inventory while you soak it all in.
Oh, burger time.
So sit back, get comfortable. Carvana's got thousands of cars under $20,000 just waiting for you.
I could stay here forever.
Carvana, where car buying meets comfort, meets convenience. Download the app or visit Carvana.com today.
Hi everyone, this is Steve Richards with just a quick reminder, if it's okay with all of you, that Rock and Roll Politics is live this week, live at King's Place on Monday night, and stream live too around the world. And we will have so much to cram in our evening together. The theme this time, if it's okay with you, is this: dun, 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 the return of Brexit. Yeah. Brexit and its consequences, my favourite word in British politics, are beginning to already produce all kinds of weird political contortions. And I think Johnson's bizarre speech to the Conservative conference and the arguments deployed about why the shortages of petrol and food and staff for hotels and restaurants and social care are a form of triumph, this is his argument, can only be explained by us all returning to Brexit. And then turning to Northern Ireland, and there's old Frosty. Frosty takes them all on. Nobody wins with Frosty. There he is, Frosty, threatening to withdraw from the whole Northern Ireland protocol, triggering the article with great machismo as he threatens to. Yeah, it's all beginning to have consequences, and we need to explore them to make sense of British politics. And this being the end of the party conference season, has it changed much? Keir Starmer went into it with great hopes that it would. Has it? Has he made more of an impact? Did he make the most of his time at the centre of the political stage? Oh yeah, and then there will be a prediction from all of us, those watching on the live stream and in the hall, which will prove to be wholly wrong in the months to come, and questions from the streamed audience and, of course, from within the hall constantly throughout the evening. And yeah, we'll probably still be there at midnight. No, we won't. There will be time for a drink afterwards, I promise you. And for those of you watching on the stream, take a glass of wine with you, and you might need it. So that's tomorrow night if you're listening to this on Sunday, tonight if you're listening to it on Monday. If you're listening to it after that, you've missed it. No, you haven't. The stream remains on the site for the whole week, I think, so you can still get a ticket. So those tickets on the King's Place website, there are a few left for the live show at King's Place, so bring friends and family. And obviously on the stream, we're global. Buy as many as you want. So see you there, and thank you all for your questions that have been emailed. Keep them coming in. Yeah, I've just had a look at the emails. They're brilliant. And there's one just in from Saigon, who he listens with his two cats with beautiful names. That's for next week's podcast. But before then, we've got so much to cram in. Rock and Roll Politics Live. See you there. Thank you for listening. Bye.